What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Tuesday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. The URL is OmahaSteaks.com/juice. You go there. Subscriptions are available right now. We tell you about that every day. If you guys get one, they're giving you free burgers for life. You get 10% off your first order and a 100% money back guarantee from OmahaSteaks.com/juice here every day with us with OmahaSteaks.com. Okay. Things are not good right now. Here's a couple of quick things, and I'm not going to go off on a rant because I've done it before. I'm not going to do it again, but just a couple things. One, these things run in cycles, and you can 100% fade these bets, guys. I just tell you every day what I'm betting. That's it. Okay. I'm mad. 1-2 yesterday. That was frustrating. I don't know. I mean, it looks like Gonzaga is going to win. They're blowing out San Francisco. So we got, you know, I was looking for a third pair. Okay. So to give you the honest truth, I was looking for a third leg for the parlay. And I always tell you, don't bet parlays. Okay. It was St. Mary's and it was Gonzaga, much like Drake and Indiana State. Okay. Like you can just see how these tournaments are going to go. 1-2, 1-2. Why? Well, the tournaments just are set up for these teams to do really well. And their path to the final, in particular in the West Coast Conference, is pretty easy. So even though the Zags didn't look great in the first half against San Francisco, they really took to them. I don't know who wins that game. I may go to it. I don't know who wins that game. It's going to be an absolute barn burner. I lean Gonzaga because they're so hot. It's a great in-game betting opportunity tomorrow night for those two teams for the West Coast Conference Tournament. Both teams are in the dance. This is just for pride. But it's normally the Gonzaga Invitational. It's hard to get off of Gonzaga with the way they're playing. So. But I was not going to recommend a -160 parlay because that's what it was. So I threw in Hofstra, which was the bad bet. Stony Brook is red hot. I'm actually going to ride Stony Brook today because of what's going on here with how good they have played, how many games they have covered. And look, we did really well in January. December was awful. Did really well in January. Football was great. Playoffs were great. Super Bowl was great. February was not good. Gave most of it back in February. And now we're here in March, and March has not gotten off to a good start. Okay. We're about halfway through the month. There's plenty of times to have a good month, but it's a weird part of the schedule. Okay. Like the NHL and the NBA, we're in kind of like the weird doldrums. The NHL, you know, trade deadline just came and went. There's positioning going on, but you know, you're seeing teams shut down players. You're seeing them going ahead and getting surgery and whatnot as we head down the stretch. And, you know, we've got the under for Tampa Bay with their point total, the over for the Bruins for their point total. We've got two future bets riding there that we'll watch and see how that's going to play out. The Bruins one's going to hit, even though they got killed last night. The over hit. Only bet we got right was the Bruins. They lost 5-1 at home. We bet over 5.5. They pulled the goaltender with 8 minutes to play. In the third period, and they were able to get an open net goal. St. Louis did. So 5-1 win there. We go over. That was fortuitous there. But, you know, and then, man, I don't know, really. Santa Clara just, they were good for the first half. I should have bet them in the first half. And then they got crushed in the second half. Huge run by St. Mary's. So, you know, that's how I got to that parlay. Because you know, somebody on the Discord channel said, why didn't you bet a parlay with how cold you are? And I said, well, frankly, I don't want to be recommending, you know, over -150 juice when I'm cold. I don't want to bet on myself, to be frank. I mean, I'm not looking to be laying that type of juice. And then I'm not going to recommend it and say, hey, this is the play I'm making. You guys should do it too. I'm not going to make it an official play and say, I like it a lot and have it make it an official play. So that's kind of how I got to yesterday. Long story short, do what you want with this. Okay. The beauty of this podcast is that it's every day. The other beauty is it's free. Okay. It's free. If you don't want to follow these bets, don't. If you want to fade these bets, go ahead. If you think I'm the worst bettor on the planet, okay. Somebody asked, how did you get your job? I got my job because, well, you try doing this every day, 365 days a year for 3 years. Because even though I wasn't with the juice for 7 months, I was still doing a daily podcast. Been doing this for 3 straight years, betting every single day. There's a mental component to this, which I am very proud of. And it's tough. Sometimes it's awesome. And I am really transparent. I try to be as open as honest as I can be, right? Some months I win, some months I lose. Some weeks I win, some weeks I lose. Some days I win, some days I lose. It's been far too many losing days in 2024 than winning days. But we're here every day and we keep firing. Let's go to college basketball. I know it. I'm cold. I'm not good, but I did a place I like. Okay. I'm going to bust out of this law of averages, right? Are going to come in. Let's start with Merrimack. In my neck of the woods in North Andover, Massachusetts. I am from Andover, Massachusetts. My brother went and played baseball at Merrimack. We have bet Merrimack. I think we're perfect betting Merrimack this year, or at least we may be 3-1 betting Merrimack this year. But they're at home. They're laying 6.5 points here up against Wagner. And look, it's a conference game. There's a conference tournament game. Total is 121.5. Merrimack's laying 6.5. Merrimack is 7-4 ATS at home. They're 8-10 in conference. They cooled off big time. In the beginning part of the year, they were red hot all the way basically to like the 13th of January. They were on fire covering games, winning and covering. They got cold. The books caught up. Okay, the numbers started to be adjusted. But, you know, they were laying 14.5 to LIU. They won by 6. Then against Lemoyne, they're laying 7 and they won by 10. Now here they're up against Wagner, a team that they played on the road. They laid 2 on the road and they won by 16. This game at home, I think Merrimack is able to score too much. I think this is going to be a big win for Merrimack. And I look, they could wind up in the dance. Okay, they're 21-11 this year. They went 13-3 in conference. They did lose to Wagner in the game that they played at home, 71-65. So they got revenge on them a week later, beat them 60-44. So they split 1-1, road and home. But I think you're seeing a Northeast Conference tournament that Merrimack's going to win. Okay, I think Merrimack winds up winning this conference tournament. I think Merrimack's going to be in the NCAA tournament. They're going to be playing Dayton in one of the play-in games. But this is a 63-55 win for UMass, for Merrimack. I'm getting my state schools or my Mass schools confused. Wagner, a win over them, 63-55. That's an 8-point win. The number is 6.5 here. I'll take the value. I'm taking the home team. I'm taking Merrimack to do what they did on the 25th of January to Wagner, and not what happened on the 19th of January at home when they lost the game by 6, instead winning the game by 16 against Wagner. Merrimack, -6.5 for 1.1 units. We're taking them at home. They're 7-4 ATS record. Wagner, 8-10 ATS away from home so far this year. They went 9-9 in conference. They beat Central Connecticut and they beat Sacred Heart, both on the road. Hard to win 3 games in a row on the road. Merrimack comes away with the win here. 1.1 units down on Merrimack laying 6.5. All right, I mentioned Stony Brook. Man alive, Stony Brook's covered 7 straight games. They are 11-6-1 ATS, and they are 17-4 in conference. Okay, I did know that going into the game against Hofstra. I did know that. And I thought, okay, it's time to cool off. No. They've beaten Hofstra by 4 and covered, Drexel by 3 and covered, Northeastern by 10 and covered, Delaware by 23 and covered, Drexel lost by 4, covered the 9. William & Mary won by 13. North Carolina A&T won by 16 as 14.5-point favorites. They are taking on the number 1 seed, College of Charleston, who we did fade again in their first game, and they made us pay for that because we went up against them with Monmouth and they won it by 24 points. So you can't say, well, wow, you're getting in front of Stony Brook. Well, yeah, because I got both these teams wrong this week with bets on this. So, I mean, I got to be right with one of them, I guess, one of these times. They beat Townsend laying 6.5. They won by 5. They didn't cover. Okay. This game's being played in Washington, D.C., neutral court. Stony Brook has been just tremendous this year, 8-2 to ATS over their last 10. College Charleston has been pretty good too. 7-2-1 ATS over their last 10, 8-9-1 away from home, 4-1 over the last 10 for that. But I just think if you look at the way that Stony Brook has played and how hot they have been, I mean, how in the world do you fade them? I don't know if they win the game. It's a 6-point win according to KenPom. Okay. But Charleston's offense has been tremendous. Stony Brook's defense, though, lately has been really pretty good. They've been, I mean, they've just been one of those teams you don't want to step in front of. 3-point shooting. They're in the top, 120 in the country at 35%. 2-point, not great, but they hit their free throws, which is good when you take a dog here. Tough to fade Stony Brook. It's 7. I'm taking the 7 points. Stony Brook plus 7. Maybe they win the game outright. You can sprinkle money line here, but College of Charleston's been obviously the best team this year in the conference. Straight up, they're 27-6. Away from home, they're 13-5. But Stony Brook's won 4 games in a row. College of Charleston's won 11 straight games, and they're 17-3 in conference. Going to be an uphill climb, but Stony Brook, I think, will be in the game late. I'm going to take the points. Stony Brook plus 7 for 1.1 units. Okay, Big 12 tournament starts in Kansas City. This is going to be an absolute war. Caesars has this number at 10. 10. Look, West Virginia does not want to be anywhere near playing basketball anymore. They're 9-22. West Virginia lost to Cincinnati in their last game, 92-56. Now that was on the road, but 92-56. They lost to TCU 93-81. They lost to Texas Tech 81-70. Last 3 games, they've lost all of them by double digits. This number is 10. Now we're on a neutral court. A neutral court. They did go to overtime against Kansas State on the road. That game went to overtime and they lost. They beat Iowa State. Sorry, they lost to Iowa State 71-64. They somehow beat Central Florida back on the 20th of February, but that's their only win in the entire month of February or March. One win since the 1st of February for West Virginia. Cincinnati, on the other hand, while they've not been outstanding, have been playing better. They lost in overtime to Oklahoma on the road. They beat Kansas State at home by 2. They played okay on the road against Houston, but they lost. They lost badly to TCU on the road, and they lost by 4 at home to Oklahoma State. They have been up and down, no debate, but they beat Texas Tech at home. They beat Central Florida twice this year. Yes, they're playing on the first day of the Big 12 tournament. No, they won't have many fans. Yes, this is their first time ever playing in a Big 12 tournament, but at 7-11 in conference, I think the same thing happens that happened in the last game. I think West Virginia wants to go home. I think Cincinnati destroys them. Caesars has it line at 10. Everyone else is at 10.5. I'm okay with 10.5. I bet 10. So we're going to use that number at Caesars. Minus 10, West Virginia. I know it's a big number, but I think they're going to kill them. West Virginia minus 10 in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. Cincinnati minus 10 for 1.1 units. Now, if you want to bet fun trends, if you want, the first game of the day in Kansas City is really early. Oklahoma State against Central Florida. The total is 136.5. I think you can bet the under. Okay. Much like the Valley tournament. I mean, who's going to be there from Central Florida or Oklahoma State? No one's going to be in the building. It's going to be a Morgan there. This year, UCF in the Big 12 was 10-7-1 to the under. But on the road, they were 7-4-1 to the over. Okie State was 7-6 to the over, but 8-2 over their last 10 to the over, and 11-7 in conference. So I don't want to make it official, but I'll just tell you, I like the under. I'm going to lean to the under. I'll probably have a personal play on the under for Okie State in UCF in the first game of the Big 12 tournament, but that's not official. All right. So the 3 official college basketball plays are Merrimack minus 6.5, Stony Brook plus 7, Cincinnati minus 10. Fade away. I have, multiple bets left, but only 1 unit. Okay. Let's talk parlays. The Florida Panthers are at the Dallas Stars. 22 of the last 23 games in the second period, over 1.5 goals for the Dallas Stars. So we're betting that, right? Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you to bet a minus 166 number with that much juice. Okay, not going to do that. So what are we going to pair it with? Well, the Penguins are at the Ottawa Senators. And thanks to our friend PSU Otto, O-T-T-O, on Twitter, on X, at PSU O-T-T-O, his spreadsheet, the Ottawa Senators are the number one team percentage-wise still this season to a second period over 82.2%, including 7 of the last 3 games for Ottawa. They're playing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is also 7-3 to a second period over their last 10 games. If you take Pittsburgh and Ottawa, that's a minus 175 second period over, parlaying that with over 1.5 second period over for Dallas and Florida. That is a plus 151 parlay at DraftKings. And we're going to put a half a unit down on that. Okay. The full unit parlay burned me yesterday. Half a unit down at plus 151 for over in the second period for both Florida, Dallas, and Pittsburgh, Ottawa. So what am I doing with the other half a unit? It's Tuesday. Big NBA slate. NBA player props. I will give you 2 NBA player props in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. All right. bettingpros.com/chat. Daily Juice channel in there. Do not ask in the morning, where are they? I will put them in there at some point during the afternoon. Okay. Just FYI on that. So let's volume bet, you know, ice cold. Let's just try to punch our way out of it. Okay. Maybe a horrific idea. Maybe not. I'm due to have a good day at some point. I haven't had one. I've had one last week and a half. Let's see what I do today. All right. Stony Brook +7, Merrimack -6.5, Cincinnati -10, over 1.5 goals in Florida, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Ottawa for plus 151, half a unit, and 2 NBA player props to be given out on the Discord channel later on today at bettingpros.com/chat. My name is Matt Perrell. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, DLG's podcast also being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.